This is the next in a series of programs special this month on behalf of Heritage, and we're talking about heritage rehabilitation in our area. And once again, my first guest, Mark Constantino, the Heritage Director of Quality and Clinical Strategies. Mark, thanks again for taking some time to further expand our discussion about rehab at Heritage.
Thanks, Dennis. Good to talk to you again today.
What's the direction we're going to take the program in this segment?
Well, May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, so I thought it would be a great time to introduce you to one of our speech-language pathologists so she can talk a little bit about what speech-language pathology is about and her role within our Heritage facilities.
I understand she's in the room with you, so why don't you introduce her and we'll get right on the air.
All right. This is Nikki Schuyler.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking some time to speak to us today as well. Just a moment for your background as someone who works in language and speech pathology in terms of the nature of your training and your work at Heritage, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Nikki Schuyler. I am a speech-language pathologist. I've been with Heritage for almost 5 years now. I have my undergraduate degree from University at Buffalo in speech and hearing, and then my master's degree in speech pathology at Fredonia.
Some of the challenges that we have been talking about in previous editions of the special series of programs with Mark Constantino have focused on people coming to a Heritage facility for short-term rehabilitation. So if you would, at first at least, talk to us about the things that you do with people who come there for short-term rehab. What might they need from a person with your background and qualifications?
Absolutely. So first, when people hear speech therapy, they often say to me, well, I talk just fine, but there's so much more to it than that. I've been given many names here, whether I'm the swallow lady, the snack girl, or the thinking therapist. Our overall goal in speech pathology is to diagnose and treat any communication, cognition, or swallowing disorders with the overall goal to improve a person's quality of life. So every day we use communication, we eat every day, and we use our brains for everything we do. So anyone that has experienced a stroke, a traumatic brain injury, head and neck cancer, dementia, or any neurological disease like Parkinson's or ALS could benefit from speech therapy.
Nikki, how is it that you work with people in a short-term circumstance? Do you see them for a long time every day or for a few minutes every day? I guess, how do you make progress quite quickly?
Right. So every case is different depending on their need. You know, some people only need swallow therapy. Some people need speech, swallow, and cognition, all of the above. So it really depends case to case, you know, whether I see them for 30 minutes a day or half hour a day, 5 days a week. Everybody is a little different. And in that therapy, you know, we work on exercises, programming, diet trials, anything that is going to progress their functional skills, like I said, their functional communication, their ability to eat a meal without coughing or choking, and their ability to navigate their everyday life safely.
And these are all things that you can help people get a handle on if they have lost them for some reason or another.
Right. Our brain is a magical thing. It can regenerate itself to a certain extent, like after a stroke, for example. And the hopes of speech therapy is to kind of quicken that progress along. Obviously, there are other factors that go into that, you know, any previous history of neurological events, age.
It must be very gratifying, as I think about this, if you can take someone who's suffered from one of those challenges or problems and kind of bring them back. It must be really quite a sense of accomplishment for you and the person involved.
Absolutely. And, you know, anytime that we have family members involved, as we often do in this setting, it is gratifying to hear that their mom was able to drink a glass of ice water again or was able to have a conversation again. Those are definitely the things that we look forward to hearing.
The focus of our programs to this point has mostly been short-term rehabilitation, but I understand, or I have a little clue here, that you also work with people long-term. So could you kind of tell us the difference between what's short-term and what's long-term and how the strategies might be different, Nikki?
Right. So our short-term rehab patients are those that are planning to hopefully return home or to the community, whereas our long-term patients are those that have a little bit higher medical and therapeutic need, where they do become our residents here at Heritage. So those residents are monitored closely every few months for any changes that they might have in my area specifically in thinking, communication, or swallowing abilities.
And I guess the final point, because the time is getting away from us a little bit here, and I want to get Mark back on before we close this today. What are those three titles that people have given you? Again, you mentioned them right at the beginning quite quickly. So I just wanted to have you say that again.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I'm the swallow lady, the snack girl, or the thinking therapist.
The clock is completely exhausted here. I'd like to get into that a little further, but maybe not today. But very nice to speak with you, Nikki Schuyler. And if you turn the microphone back to Mark, we'll just say goodbye for a second.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you very much. Mark Constantino, thank you for the opportunity to meet Nikki. I can tell just by talking to her that she's very enthusiastic and I would bet very effective in her work.
Oh, it's my pleasure to talk with you again. And yes, we're very fortunate to have a great team. And Nikki's right up there.
We have one more interview in the series that's been set so far. Mark, what should we talk about next week?
I'd like to introduce you to one of our physical therapists and talk more about the role of physical therapy, again, in with short-term rehab and with our long-term rehab.
We look forward to that opportunity a week from today on the special series of programs for Heritage. But Mark Constantino and Nikki Schuyler, thank you both once again.
Thank you.